בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. If we were to ask many people as to what the purpose of their existence is, many people would tend to answer that the reason we are alive is to seek happiness. We are privileged to have the view of the Torah, the undistorted, absolute perfect perspective that only Hashem can have as to why we exist. Very briefly, number one, Hashem created us only to give to us. Number two, that goodness takes place in Olam Haba, in the next world. Although sometimes we may have pleasant experiences in this world, ultimately, the real true goodness that we are to receive, it's due in the next world, which, as the Gemara says, our brains cannot even begin to comprehend the level of pleasure that we are due to receive there. Step number three, we all know that there are many challenges in this world, so why put us here? Just send us straight to the next world to bask in your great light. And we answered that Hashem in his great wisdom understood that if we have the opportunity to earn something and we're successful in that endeavor, our pleasure in the next world will be much greater than if he just gave it to us as a complete gift. Step number four, what do we do to go about earning the next world in the most efficient way? And as we've discussed many times, the answer is one word, emuna, faith in Hashem. So again, although many people believe that the ultimate purpose of their life is to find happiness, we know from Hashem's point of view that the ultimate purpose is actually not necessarily happiness. The ultimate purpose is to practice emunah, bitachon, and everything that that stands for. And ultimately, one day, bask in Hashem's goodness and there truthfully be happy in Olam Haba. However, many Torah sources explain that somebody who's living their life according to the values of emunah and bitachon will be happy even in this world. So again, we're not ultimately seeking happiness if we're serious about our purpose. But if we're doing what we're supposed to, striving to live and grow by the values of emunah and bitachon, ultimately, not only are we achieving our purpose in this world, but somebody who lives with emunah and bitachon will be the happiest person to their maximum potential. It's fascinating that the Torah recounts many curses that could befall the Jewish people. And the Torah says that ultimately the reason those curses could befall us is because we did not serve Hashem with happiness. How can the Torah be so strict with us and require us to be happy? And the simple answer is that somebody who's living with sincere emunah and bitachon feels completely calm and relaxed because they know that Hashem is running their life. The most powerful being in the world who has control and power over anything and everything else is intimately involved in my life, orchestrating each detail. What great happiness could there be? So when we perform the mitzvahs and live our life according to the right practices, but we don't do so with simcha, in a sense, we're ignoring Hashem. We feel like we're doing something. We're in control. And therefore, we come to anxiety. We come to a lack of happiness. Whereas when we truly include Hashem in our lives, we will be the happiest people that can possibly be.